It's part of the theme song, I'd say, of the JohnGibbons.com website, if there was one. The manager of the Toronto Blue Jays joins us. Are you still deep in the heart of Texas, or have you returned?
No, I'm here, man. I'm in beautiful Toronto, my second home.
Your second home. What does John Gibbons do on a hot off day in late June in Toronto?
Well, you know what, Arash, what I normally do, I head down to the lake, walk along the lake, and then, you know, whatever. Then I come in, shower up, get a nice meal somewhere, and watch TV.
So after the loss yesterday, no one pushed you into the lake, John?
No, I jumped myself.
I like the fact that MLB managers are just like me and you, Arash.
Yeah.
Kick back, watch some TV. Enjoy the sun.
Yeah, oh yeah, and hopefully I can catch some tennis highlights.
Well, that you would be quite richer if that was the case. Wimbledon's just a week away, Gib, so
okay.
Lucky you. What I mean, you said it after the game too yesterday. That's as tough a loss as you're going to have. Baseball's, you know, the next day. How tough was that one yesterday?
Well, you know what happened? I mean, that was one of those games, you know, you're playing the world champs. You know, anytime you get up to score in that first inning. So we had a 5-0 lead, and it's, you know, you're feeling good, you know. And but you know, I've seen it before where teams score early, and then everything shuts down, and the other team climbs back in, and then they turned around and popped three on us. You know, so now it's a totally different game. And then, you know, we had some opportunities as the game went on, and we ended up adding another run lead, and then of course you take it to the ninth inning. You know, it was a battle all day long, but you're facing a real good team. And then, you know, we coughed it up in the ninth. So, that had a little more stink to it. You know, they all hurt, but that was just one of those ones because you're in such a good position. And, I made the statement, you know, it's kind of a reflection on the year as far, you know, because, yeah, it was a frustrating loss. It's been a frustrating year. And, did kind of tie it all together.
John, because of what has happened in the bullpen, including Roberto not being there, How has that impacted your thought process? Because I imagine at the beginning of the year you had one thought process as to how you would manage that bullpen, and now for the course of the year you have had to do that differently.
Oh yeah, you know what? It was a big blow to the team, you know, when Suna had his problems, but we knew, you know what, he wasn't going to be coming back anytime soon, probably. So, you know, you just adjust. You know, you can't worry about it. Not a damn thing you can do about it. And, you know, we have some guys down the bullpen that we really like. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a juggling act. And then we've kind of settled into, somewhat roles anyway. And DePere has been our closer. And, but there's no doubt, you know, Suna going, having his issues, you know, it's definitely affected us. And saying that, though, I tip my hat to some of the other guys down there. They've done a pretty damn good job. You know, if you look at when we do get leads, you know, for the most part, I think they've been pretty successful.
John, I mean, July is just around the corner. It's been impressive to me how Happ and Estrada, especially Happ, with how well he's pitched of late, has not allowed all the trade talk to kind of affect him at all. Is part of that being a vet? Is part of, you know, what's the makeup of these two guys? They know they're going to be hearing a lot of this in the coming days. What is it about the makeup of these two that allows them to do what they do?
Well, Rash, you know, as far as Happ, you know, I mean, he's been traded before. So, but, you know, I mean, I don't think anybody wants to, you know, be uprooted, what have you. I mean, there's some, some good feelings of where you may go to one of the top teams in baseball. I get that. But still, it's kind of an unsettling thing. You know, they gear up for one place one year. And in Happ's case, you know, he's having a tremendous year but he's that kind of guy. He's able to, I think, push all that aside and just concentrate on what he's doing. And like you said, he's having a great year. And, you know, he's got a chance to win 20 again, you know. Mm. And as far as Estrada, Marco, you know, Marco's been on a little bit of a roll. You know, he wasn't quite as sharp yesterday. But I honestly think, you know, last year, I think, you know, he was hot and heavy in the trade rumors. I think that affected him a little bit last year. You know, this year, I don't think it is. If you're a team that's in the lead out there and sitting in a good spot, in my opinion anyway, I mean, those would be two guys, you know, that I would definitely have interest in too. You know, Hap's been as steady as really anybody in baseball in the last couple of years, and you know, Stroud has pitched some big games. You know, he pitched some of the biggest, most dominating games for us. You know, we're in the playoffs those 2 years, so I would expect there to be some interest, and I can understand why.
Just yesterday, John, the news came out about Donaldson. It's going to be another 3 weeks before he's even reassessed. What's your honest reaction when they come in and tell you that, man, in the season
Rash, that would kind of hit me pretty good, you know, because, you know, he was moving in the right direction, and it really could have been any day, I thought. You know, I thought it was going to be this tomorrow night, you know, when we return, you know, when we get back home, start this homestand. And then just something happened, you know, he was taking ground balls the other day, which he's been doing, you know, for a while now, and, you know, flared up again. So, you know, that one hit me pretty good, and I know it hurt him pretty good, too, because, you know, he's as frustrated as anybody. But, you know what, it's just like we were talking about a while ago with Osuna. You know, now you just got to kind of I'm not even going to give it a thought for the next 3 weeks, and, you know, you just make do, and you know, somebody else gets that opportunity, so... but there's no doubt, you know, we're all frustrated by it, especially nobody more than Josh, you know, because this is his free agent year, and, you know, he's been working to get back. But sometimes, man, that body won't let you. You know, just look at me and you, Arash. You know, sometimes our bodies won't let us.
Temples, they are, John.
John, what is your what's your both short-term and long-term prognosis right now for Ryan Borucki? Seeing the starting rotation for at least the next couple of weeks, how do you look at him heading forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're talking about that right now. You know, a lot's going to depend on probably Sanchez. You know, whether he can make his next start or not, and then so we'll see whether he gets another one. But I tell you what, I was very impressed the other night, but you know, I wasn't surprised. You know, because I've seen the kid good, although it's just been spring training, and you know, he's one of our top prize guys out there, so you expect him to be good. But we'll see. We'll probably get a little better idea in the next couple of days on Sanchez, whether he can make his next start or not, and whether that affects Brucky or not. So, but I tell you what, for a debut, you know, against, you know, one of the, you know, top offenses in baseball, I thought it was pretty damn good.
John, you've managed to fool everybody for a while now. Game 1500 you managed in the big leagues yesterday. If I had told the bullpen catcher of the Toronto Blue Jays that's how things would unfold a million years ago, what would he have said?
Hey, you are an man. I know.
You're quite welcome.
Hey, I would never have believed it. You know, I was just happy to get to the big leagues in some capacity. And, you know, I had that dream to manage like, you know, most guys do. And that's right. Just like you said, I managed to fool them. You know, hey, you can fool Canadians twice.
Be careful on your next walk down the lakefront.
Well, I already told you, you know, I said last week, you might have been out there. There will be no third time as a charm. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. John, we appreciate the time. I know you popped on short notice, especially on an off day. We'll see you down there at the park in a couple of days.
Hey, let me tell you one thing. If it hadn't been you on the air, I wouldn't be here.
Well, it's not every day that you can have a big league manager call you an ass on the air. So we do appreciate you making time just to do that.
That's a compliment to you.
Thanks, Gib.
All right, boys.